What's the fastest growing participation sport in America? Pat yourself on the back if you said pickleball. GLT correspondent Willis Kern has more with one of the country's top pickleball players who visited Bloomington Normal recently.
Pickleball has been around since the mid-60s, but only really in the last 10 to 15 years has the sport really taken off. It combines elements of tennis, badminton, table tennis, and wiffle ball in a test of hand-eye coordination and reflexes. It's generally played on modified tennis courts, indoors and out. Dave Weinbach is one of the nation's top pickleball players. He's the reigning U.S. Open champion and joins me here at Evergreen Racquet Club prior to putting on a clinic held in association with the B-Town Throwdown, a weekend tournament here at ERC. Dave, welcome to Bloomington.
My first time in Bloomington. Can't wait to get started here.
Now, you are a Wisconsin native. You've lived in Wisconsin your whole life, but you had to go to Arizona to discover pickleball.
Yeah, I grew up in the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area, and then went to the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And about 14 years ago, my parents moved from Milwaukee to Surprise, Arizona, one of the pickleball capitals of the world. We have more people playing pickleball in the Surprise, Arizona area than maybe anywhere in the country. And that's how I discovered pickleball. I was playing tennis with my dad down there, and I said, what in the world is that game? There were like 100 people playing on 20 different courts.
Your parents didn't move to Surprise because of the pickleball.
No.
It just happened that way.
They didn't even know what pickleball was. Mm-hmm. I tell people I couldn't even spell pickleball 14 years ago. So I got introduced to the game down there, fell in love with it immediately because my background competitively is in tennis and table tennis. So you couldn't invent a more perfect game for me, but we didn't have anywhere to play in Wisconsin years ago. So for my first 5 years of my pickleball life, we'd only play over winter break when I would take my family down to Arizona.
Well, pickleball is similar to tennis, but there are some major differences. For the people who aren't familiar with pickleball, tell us about some of those.
Well, some of the major differences between pickleball and tennis is obviously the size of the court. The court dimensions, it's much smaller. The net is only a little bit lower, so it's not significantly different. And, of course, the ball. In pickleball, the ball is like a wiffle ball, whereas we know what the ball is in tennis. And then the other major difference is in pickleball, we have something called the kitchen, which is an area that is about 7 feet off the
It's not where you cook lasagna or anything like that.
No, it's not where you hang out, you know, and cook dinner and get ready for breakfast. It's an area where you're not allowed to go and hit the ball out of the air. Okay, you can go in the kitchen, but only if the ball had bounced in the kitchen. Okay, so in pickleball, you find a lot of players, or in points, all four players are standing at the kitchen line and leaning in, but they don't go in the kitchen to take a ball out of the air. So you can't volley the ball from the kitchen area like you can in tennis. You can stand as close to the net as you possibly can. And I still play tennis. A lot of people think you have to play one or the other and make that choice. There's no reason you can't play both tennis and pickleball. I think it's a good marriage, and I think the games can complement each other.
Well, why a wiffle ball, though? Is it because the tennis ball was just too powerful for that small space?
Yeah, you know, the pickleball was invented, actually, off the coast of Seattle on an area called Bainbridge Island by a senator who would always have his grandkids visit in the summertime. And the kids didn't have a lot to do. So they painted this little court, made a makeshift net, and used wiffle balls as the ball. So that's how it all started, and it stuck. And it makes sense, because if you used a tennis ball or any hard ball, okay, it would be very difficult to hit it soft enough to consistently get the ball down in the kitchen. So it turned out that 50 years ago, when this sport was invented, these guys were way ahead of their time. And really, it's in the last 10 years that this game has absolutely exploded. We are now up to about 6 million pickleball players just in America, about 9 million globally. And I've said this publicly, and I'll say it here. When we get to 10 million players in this country, that is when you're going to see, in my opinion, the big name marketing and manufacturers come in, the Nikes, the Adidas, the New Balance. They're not all in yet with pickleball. Right now, pickleball is dominated by some of the smaller pickleball companies. But now we're getting, Wilson is getting into it. Babolat, I think, is going to get into it. And once we get to 10 million players, which I predict we will be at a year from now, I think we'll be at 10 million players. That's when I think it's really going to take off. You know, ESPN covered our final at Nationals. I was fortunate enough to be in that final out at the Indian Wells Tennis Center in California, in Palm Desert area. CBS Sports has covered the finals of our U.S. Open for the last 3 years now, and that's gotten something like 20 million views.
What is the reason for this explosion in popularity?
I get this question everywhere I go because I go around the country doing a lot of tournaments and a lot of clinics. And the reason that pickleball is going to continue to explode is, number one, there's not a lot of barriers to entry into the game. There's new courts going up all over the place. There's no cost to play outside, which is really what this sport is really. To me, it's an outdoor sport. The equipment is cheap. So unlike tennis or golf or other sports where one of the barriers is the cost, an average pickleball paddle, you know, might cost $80. The higher end ones might be $125, $130. And the balls are not expensive. There's plenty of people to play with. Lots of courts going up all over the place. Park and rec departments all over the country are finally getting educated on why pickleball is so important. I mean, we did a study in Madison, a utilization study on the tennis courts getting used compared to when they get converted to pickleball courts. And it's unbelievable how many bodies are out getting exercise on pickleball courts all over the country. So that's why it's going to continue to explode. It's easy to get started. It's not expensive. It's very social too. You know, given the small court, you have four people on a relatively small court. So this game is incredibly social. It's not like other sports where you're standing so far away from your competitors.
Competitors can talk to each other, whereas tennis, you have to kind of yell at each other.
Exactly.
I'm Willis Kern. This is Sound Ideas, and we're at Bloomington's Evergreen Racquet Club speaking with national pickleball champion Dave Weinbach, who is putting on a clinic here. What about the relationship between tennis and pickleball? Is it a good coexistence, would you say? Is there any kind of resentment because of popularity, growing, you know, sharing space, things like that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because that situation is getting a lot better. But I would say that in some areas of the country, there's still an adversarial relationship because it's kind of a battle for court time, if you will, especially with some of the private tennis clubs. Around. But I'm seeing this situation get better and better and better because a lot of the tennis players are converting to pickleball because they see how fun it is. We're always laughing and smiling and meeting. It's so easy to meet new people. That's the other great thing about pickleball, is the social aspect of it. So I would say the relationship of tennis and pickleball is getting a lot better. And as the tennis companies, the tennis manufacturers, like the Princes and the Babolats and the Wilsons, and as I think they get more into pickleball, which is an obvious trend that's happening, they are going to even promote that relationship even better.
What about the regionality of it? I was in Florida for several months, just returned, and it's very popular down in Florida, especially in the southern Florida area. But you go to places like Dallas, people tell me you can't even get a court there. Well, what's going on there? Is it because it's still in its infancy, really, when it comes to popularity?
Yeah, I would say that it's most popular in these active retirement communities. So Florida, Arizona, Southern California, obviously the great Northwest, like Seattle, even though it's not retirement communities, that's where the game started. So there's a lot of players out in that area. But that's where I'm seeing the most activity. Of course, everybody knows about the Villages in Florida. There's something like 300 and something courts, you know, in that area. I'm told that part of the issue with Texas is real estate in that Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's just not a lot of real estate available. But I go there to the Texas Open every year, and more dedicated pickleball courts are coming up in the outdoor parks. So I think that's going to get a lot better. And then, of course, the Midwest is really growing with pickleball. I mean, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Chicago. Chicago's now going to have the Chicago Open this year in July, and they've already announced that there's going to be $25,000 in prize money. So now we're starting to see a lot of these big pro events get major sponsorships and get $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 in prize money. In fact, my first tournament, I call kind of my clinic tour around the country the Dave Weinbach Sharing the Pickleball Love Tour. And my first Dave Weinbach Sharing the Pickleball Love tournament is going to be in Surprise, Arizona, where I found pickleball, and we're going to have $20,000 in prize money. So that's another trend that we're seeing a lot more of, is bigger events, more sponsorship, more prize money. And of course, that attracts some of the younger tennis players who maybe don't have a professional chance of playing tennis over to the pickleball side. So this game is getting younger and younger and younger too.
And you're a professional. You're still a working professional in a real behind the desk sort of job.
Yeah.
But you come across to me as more of an ambassador, really, maybe ambassador slash participant.
Yeah, I have my own investment firm back in Madison, Wisconsin, so that's my real life. I tell people this is my fun, this is my fun life. And one of the beauties of pickleball, as we all know that play this game, is the people. Pickleball has an amazing culture of people enjoying each other's company, having a great time on the courts, getting a lot of exercise. And I, because this game has done so much for me personally and for my family, I lost my mom about 4 years ago, and she's the one that really introduced me to this game. So I feel and I enjoy giving back to this game. And one of my passions is teaching people to play this game the right way. And I try to be a great ambassador to the game. I try to get people introduced to this game. I love meeting people all over the country. It's a passion of mine. And I'm new. This is my first time in this area. I've been to Springfield. Every year they've had that tournament, Springfield, Illinois, and that's a lot of fun.
Well, what about, if you want to call it the modern history of pickleball, it's only like 5 or 10 years old. So there aren't a lot of superstars you could look up to, maybe to pattern yourself after, to be mentors. So maybe some people might consider yourself, people like you, the mentors and maybe the first superstars of pickleball. Do you feel that way? Like maybe you're a pickleball superstar?
Well, I don't look at myself like that. I was very lucky that when I learned the game, I had some really good teachers in Arizona that taught me how to play the right way. So to me, those are the guys I look up to. But fortunately now with the advent of technology and YouTube, and there's so many good instructional videos. I have probably done 40 to 50 videos of just instruction, and there's probably 150 of my matches out there on YouTube that are free to watch. So these days, it's so easy to learn the game through watching some of the top players and watching some of these instructional videos. So folks, if you have any interest in pickleball, go onto YouTube. You can search pickleball, Weinbach. You'll get tons of videos to watch. You'll get lots of instructional videos. Pickleballchannel.com has a lot of great videos. They're all free. But I'm going to warn you, people, if you give pickleball a chance, watch out, because it's very, very addicting.
Well, one more question for you. If someone wants to get involved in pickleball, what's the elevator speech you give that person as far as what is the most important strategy and what is the most important skill that they need to develop to be a good pickleball player?
Well, we're going to be going through that over the next 2 hours here. And that's really how long it takes me to go through all the different shots in my clinic. So there isn't really just one thing. But I would say if I had to choose one thing, it's learn the game correctly from day one. So find a local instructor in your area. Find a USAPA ambassador in your area. Watch some of these tutorials that are available online at no charge. And that's a great way to start learning the game. And not only will you learn the game, but you'll be able to teach your friends and introduce your friends how to play. And then you have so much more fun, and it's so social. And the great thing about pickleball is because of the smaller geographic court, it doesn't take that much out of your body. So you can play for hours upon hours. So it's very, the entertainment value of pickleball is phenomenal.
Dave Weinbach is the reigning U.S. Open pickleball champion. He's in Bloomington to put on a pickleball clinic. The event is in connection with the B-Town Throwdown Pickleball Tournament at Evergreen Racquet Club. I'm Willis Kern.
To learn more about the growing sport of pickleball, search for Bloomington Normal Pickleball on Facebook or visit the Evergreen Racquet Club website at erctennis.com.